time. Hey everybody, welcome to Lost Light and Laughter, an uplifting show about laughter after tragedy. I'm your host, Michelle A. If you're ready for some inspiration and laughter in your life, you've tuned in to the right show. It's time to show love, everybody. Show love one time. He's strong enough to fight my battles. I know he'll never give me more than I can handle. My love. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Lost, Light, and Laughter. On today's episode, I have another special guest. I have Edwina with me. Edwina, come on, tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm known as Edwina the Encourager, mm-hmm. and that's because I've had a little bit of adversity in life, mm-hmm. as most people do.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So,
all right. So, as you know, the name of the show is called Lost, Light, and Laughter. Tell the audience about a significant loss that you've experienced.
I've had a few. Mm-hmm. So the main ones are that my first marriage, mm-hmm. was married for 7 years. Mm-hmm. And I exited that marriage because I knew there was infidelity and different things that, you know, he still to this day will never admit that's happening. But it was very clear. And soon after I got out of that marriage, you know, you get out of a situation and your eyes are open, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You literally have a different perspective. And mm-hmm. I had that different perspective and saw a lot of things. And also a lot of other things were exposed and came to find out over a progression of really years mm-hmm. that he was a con man. I mean, like who he was and who I thought he was, who my family thought he was.
Right.
That's not who he was.
Right. He was pretending the whole time.
It's a big mind game.
Yeah.
And you feel very stupid. Mm-hmm. You feel very, you know, you're ashamed because you're like, how, you know, like, I don't think I'm a stupid person, but how did I fall for that? How did I not see this?
Right.
And
well, he was really good.
Yeah, what's wrong with me that this happened?
Yeah.
And that was my saving grace, is that he had actually also conned. He had some friends that were they're actually in the public eye. They're very well-trained.
Mm-hmm.
And he fooled them, you know?
Yeah.
So I would have to like, and I hate that he fooled them as well. They were amazing people, didn't mm-hmm. deserve it, just like I didn't deserve it. But it made me just think, okay, he really was that good,
yeah.
you know?
He's had lots of practice.
Years, decades of practice. So,
oh my goodness.
But it was such a mind game.
Yeah.
And I didn't even start talking about that journey until this past year, really a year ago, mm-hmm. next month, April, mm-hmm. for the first time in 16 years,
yeah.
I said, you know what? It's time to make some noise.
Right. And I'm glad that you made it out and you're sane. Like when you were going through it, when you finally ended the marriage, when did you realize, like, it wasn't me?
Well, I mean, I think that's a good question. I think kind of all along, I mean, mm-hmm. there were signs, right?
Right. Yeah.
And so there was always like something there, but he was so good that I never thought infidelity was even an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's how good he was at deceiving me. And, I don't really know what it was. I guess it was just a pattern of it mm-hmm. going on for so long to where finally your body just like
right.
internally is like, no, enough.
Yeah.
enough of this.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm tired of this uneasiness. Something's not right.
Right.
And it finally clicks. And I don't know why that can take so long sometimes, but it can.
Because we want to see the good in people.
You do. Yeah.
We want to believe that this is going to work, because no one gets married to get divorced.
No.
And no one gets married to get conned.
And when somebody loves you, why would they lie
right.
to you, right? I mean, I'm a very honest person. I came from a family that was very well knit together. And I didn't grow up learning that there were people like that in the world, you
right.
know? And I actually teach my kids about these type of people, because not to scare them, but just so they're educated that like the world is full of
yeah.
tricky people.
Right. Twisted
like,
people.
They're out there.
Okay. Can you give us just little things that you can kind of look for when dealing with people that you noticed from
right.
your ex that you're just like, yeah, that's not right.
Right. You know, he was so good mm-hmm. that all of those things that I hear people say, I did a video not long ago on TikTok saying, you know, I hear all these people say, it's a red flag if mm-hmm. he's doing this, if he's doing that, mm-hmm. if he's doing this. And I was like,
he didn't
know
that
didn't work. You know, that none of that works.
Yeah.
So it really does come down to those gut instincts
mm-hmm.
and we haven't trained ourselves well enough for that. We don't teach that enough.
Right. Right.
Especially and not just for young women. I mean, men are con too,
yeah.
like big time.
Right.
So, but I mean, I think girls do get in a lot of situations because they're like, we think this is a better brain
mm-hmm.
and it's not. I mean,
right.
science has actually proven and called this a brain. Like
yeah.
our gut is our brain
yeah.
and it is a better brain.
Yeah.
So you could be so educated and knowledgeable on things and know all the red signs, you know, red flags. And you're like, nope, 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 nope. But inside, you know, your gut is like, red flag, red flag.
Yeah,
and your brain is like,
right.
no. And you've got to shift that and just say, okay, I'm going to go with my gut.
Yes. So what was your relationship with God? Like, how do you reconcile? Like, I know I prayed. Like, how do you reconcile?
Yeah. So I did grow up in a very Christian home,
mm-hmm.
you know, going to church. I had a personal relationship with God. When I met him, and this is also like, I take a lot of accountability for what I mm-hmm. went through because you have to. I mean, sure, I'm not the one, I wasn't the liar and the deceiver, but I'm accountable
mm-hmm.
for my part in this. You know, I'm accountable for not listening to my gut.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean I should be ashamed of that. I'm just saying
right.
I have to mentally accept that so I can learn and grow.
Right.
But going back to my relationship with God, I always still had that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always still had that prayerful life, but I did fall away from like being connected
mm-hmm.
with like-minded people and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my journey just became more me and him centered and not Christ centered.
Right.
And again, that's where like accountability.
You were trying to save the marriage. Was that
yeah.
what it is that you felt
oh, yeah.
like, okay.
I never thought I'd get
right.
divorced. I mean, never. Even years into it. Like, that just wasn't even on the radar.
Yeah. What was, like, the final breaking point when you were just like, I got to get out of here?
The final breaking point was, like, literally finding a picture of another woman. And, like, his explanation was so silly. And then, like I said, I think it was just going back to the replay in your mind, like bam, 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 all these other memories of
mm-hmm.
things. You're like
mm-hmm.
adding things up finally.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why did, I don't know. And then also doing some more research and finding stuff where before I would do research and think, oh, I'm just being silly. Cause
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't
yeah,
find anything,
right.
you know, in his, the way he was able to shift the story or
mm-hmm.
he was so good.
Yeah. Professional
so
gaslighter.
Yes. Professional gaslighter for sure.
Oh my goodness. So, okay. So we're talking about this, like you're praying about it. And I'm pretty sure, I believe that was God revealing,
mm-hmm.
like bringing all the memories, everything back to you because God knew like this man was
yeah.
not going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And he can see like, and I know God can see our hearts getting hard
mm-hmm.
and the paranoia and you become disillusioned. And he's
yeah.
just like, okay, I'm going to show you something.
Yeah.
This time I need you to believe it.
Right.
So he brings all of that. And then you decide to leave. Starting over, like what happened after that? Like once you left?
It was so quick. I mean, but because I had found such level of deceit that still wasn't even the level of like, he's not who he says he is.
Right.
I hadn't even tapped into that yet. That didn't happen until after the divorce.
Wow.
But the level of deceit that I was uncovering, I was just like, oh, I'm washing my hands. I'm done. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
And I really had no emotion. It was
yeah.
just like, I was on autopilot
yeah.
and like, what do I have to do? And so at that time I was still working as a paramedic. I was, active in the Air Force Reserve. So I was gone a lot and in and out and things. And we were living here in College Station, actually,
mm-hmm.
but we had a home up north of Dallas and some property. And I was like, I've got to get all these things aligned
mm-hmm.
to the best of my ability before he knows I'm leaving.
Right. You like, gotta run.
It was like a mathematician's mind. Yeah. I was just like working it out. Mm-hmm. And I do think it was God because everything just fell into place. I got that property in the household so quickly. And if I'd have known what I know now, mm-hmm. because he had also like so much financial infidelity, but I probably would have kept all the money, but I split the money evenly. Mm-hmm. Like I wasn't trying to be shady, mm-hmm. but I was trying to make sure all my bases were covered as much as possible. I moved out when he was out of town one weekend. Like mm-hmm. I just literally packed up stuff and I had actually already moved out. But I came back and got like furniture and things mm-hmm. and it was crazy. I felt like I was living somebody else's life though. It was really weird.
It's bizarre.
It was very bizarre. And I'm attempting to write a book about this. Mm-hmm. I've begun it, but it's so complex because even the day I went, and I've never shared this story, but the day I went mm-hmm. to go move my stuff out, I call it my Independence Day because it was July. It was literally July 4th.
Wow.
And I go to our home, mm-hmm. and like we were upstanding people, right? Like,
so you believed you were,
yeah. Like I thought he was, but Michelle, I go to my home, mm-hmm. and it is spray painted all over, like words about me. All I literally, it was like it was somebody else's world.
Yeah,
I could not believe it.
Wow.
And it was done in a way to where he said somebody else did it. But while I was in the home, I found the empty spray bottles, spray paint cans in the house, like hidden. I mean, I had to call the cops out because I was afraid he was going to come there. Like it was so surreal. And I just thought, wow, how did I get here? You know?
Yeah.
And again, that's where I started putting some of that accountability on me mm-hmm. that, well, this is how you got here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You believed the liar.
I did.
You know? Yeah. Oh my goodness. And so just listening to all of that and you making the transition, you break free because you don't know what someone is capable of.
I was very afraid. Yeah.
Yeah. If they can lie like this,
yeah.
What else are they lying about?
I have another story I've never mm-hmm. shared is that, he had talked me into going to, now this is before that Independence Day, mm-hmm. he had talked me into going to marriage counseling.
Yeah.
And I had no desire because I'm like, I am so done. I had no tears, you know? I mean, nothing.
You're numb.
I was so numb. And he talked me into it. We went to see this amazing pastor in town and he did a great job. But when we show up to that, mm-hmm. we meet in the parking lot and then we go inside the church. He was beat up. Like he had black eyes. He mm-hmm. it was crazy. And he had this weird, weird story that again, my gut was like, I don't believe a single word of this.
Right.
Like
right.
It made sense what he was saying.
Yeah.
It was a plausible story, mm-hmm. but my gut was just like,
you're a liar.
Yeah. And I just was like, okay.
Yeah.
And I think he wanted that sympathy from me and it didn't work. So mm-hmm. we go in, we have this session and he's crying through the whole thing. He's this and that. And I'm just numb. I mean,
yeah,
it's not Edwina because I'm a crier. And we leave this session. Actually, he left first mm-hmm. and this pastor, and I applaud him because mm-hmm. so many pastors are known for not doing this.
Right.
And he was an older man, you know, and he said, can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. He said, do you plan to get back with him? And I said, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. I'm not coming back. Like this was my one and only time with you and I'm done. And he said, I have to tell you, in my 20 plus years of marriage counseling, I have only said this maybe 5 times. Mm-hmm. He's like, but if you were my daughter, I would say run.
Yeah.
He's like, I am not trying to convince. He's like, it's your decision, but I am not going to try to convince you to
stay.
He's like, your marriage was over a long time ago.
You never had one.
So, I've never forgot those words because it was so empowering. Like,
it
was. Like, I didn't have a marriage for years.
Yeah.
Because a marriage is a covenant between two people.
Right.
And that wasn't, it was very one-sided.
You don't even know who you had a covenant with.
Right.
Because he was such a fraud.
Yeah.
And we're hearing stories of people coming out and experiencing this. And I mean, I'm so grateful that you're telling this story because a lot of times as women, we internalize and we blame ourselves and we shift and we change who we are to try to accommodate someone that's been lying the whole time.
Yeah.
And they always move the needle, right? So if he says one thing and you make the shift, it'll be another, right? Yeah. And then you're making a shift. And before you know it, you don't even know who you are and how you got here. And that was the whole plan.
Right.
To keep gaslighting you. So, okay. So we know that, you know, you're a believer and you're praying. Did you draw closer to God during that time?
You know, honestly, I don't think initially I did. Mm-hmm. Like I was very bitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very bitter, very angry. That was a progression for me. Mm-hmm. I would say I fell away from him. Mm-hmm. Really, in my perception, that was the first time I'd ever fallen away from God,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I knew he was there and I believed in him, but he was not a part of my life, you know? Yeah. And, I did that for a good year or so, mm-hmm, maybe mm-hmm. two.
Yeah.
And, you know, it didn't feel right. Mm-hmm. And was like, I guess it was at a level that, like I said, internally, my belief and my knowing that God was always with me was so strong that I still felt him.
Yeah.
Like I never didn't feel he wasn't
right
there.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And he never leaves us, he never forsakes us. So how did you start laughing again? Like what was the turning point from becoming numb to, okay, I can laugh again?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it goes back to that taking accountability. Mm-hmm. And so I think if I didn't do that, and if I didn't have God, I would have been stifled in my growth, you know?
Yeah.
Because if you put all that bitterness on somebody else mm-hmm. and all the blame, mm-hmm. then there's nothing you can do about that.
Right.
But if you can take your own accountability and say, well, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and what I could do was learn from it.
Yeah.
I could use my gut.
Yeah.
I could know that that's what I should do and not, it just not deny it.
Right.
And know that even if the worst happens, ultimately I'll be okay.
You'll be exactly. It's not the end of the world, right? That's just one chapter of your mm-hmm. life. Okay. And it's a juicy chapter. Mm-hmm. It's a hot mess of a chapter, but it's just one chapter.
Just one.
Yeah. So tell us a story or something that just kind of makes you laugh at the end of the day when you're just like, you know what? I'm all right.
Well, you know, I said it took me 16 years to mm-hmm. talk about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my husband now, my second husband, who's amazing, he's a mental health therapist.
Yeah.
And he's always been supportive of my history and my story. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, I think I'm going to start talking about this. And mm-hmm. he was like, I think you should.
Yeah.
I totally support you. I think it'll be good for you. And really the reason why I decided to do it is because mentally my ex was still messing with me.
Mm-hmm.
He would try to contact me and pretend like he was somebody like a business contact.
Yeah.
And never reveal who he really was, but
you know,
I would figure it out. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I would forget about him. And then a year later, like something would happen. I would forget about him. And a year later, something would happen. Mm-hmm. And I was so sick of that feeling. And I had just hidden it mm-hmm. because I had no desire to share the story. It's so complicated and crazy.
Yeah.
And not who people see me as.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So I'm like, I don't want to talk about that. It's just too much.
Yeah.
And I finally was like, you know, I think I'm the one living in the shadow,
mm-hmm.
but he should be in the shadows, not me.
Right.
And I'm going to make noise.
That's right.
And I think if I make noise, he will run away and I don't have to run away anymore.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
Oh, that is.
And so I made this TikTok video with zero followers. Nobody, it was a cathartic thing
mm-hmm.
and it took off and I was like, oh crap, what have I done? I'm not ready to talk about all the details yet. And, so I kind of had to pull back a little bit, but mm-hmm. I was glad I did it. And it was, I had to laugh because I'm like, look who's hiding now.
Right.
Because I don't feel like he has been trying to mess with me since then. And now I have a podcast, I'm speaking, and I have this whole thing that God has given me that's like to help other people know how they can come out of adversity and make noise, which my podcast is called Let's Make Some Noise. Mm-hmm. But noise is not just about being angry and loud.
Right, right.
For me, it's a positive thing. It's an acronym for a narrative of inspiration, strength, and encouragement.
I like that.
And that's what I want to do.
That's awesome.
That's what I want other people to do.
Yes, great. Okay, so Edwina, do you have any words of wisdom for anyone that might be in a situation where they have found out that they are being continuously lied to?
Yeah.
What advice would you give them?
Well, I would say, you know, your first inclination, like you said, is to roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they'll get better. This isn't, yeah. I don't know every situation, but if in your gut, mm-hmm. in this situation and in your situation, your gut is saying, I can't participate in this.
Yeah.
You can forgive. And I believe you should.
Like yes.
the forgiveness yes. is powerful, and that's, we're called to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have forgiven my ex, but you don't have to accept the behavior.
That's right.
And you shouldn't.
That's
God
right.
doesn't want you to do that.
That's
I mean,
right.
the Bible teaches us not to
right.
to do that. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And so if someone is trying to reach you, because they probably will, all right, just experiencing this kind of trauma, how can they find you?
You know, my handles are all pretty much Edwina Adams. I have mm-hmm. edwinaadams.com, and there's a page on there with all my social links. Mm-hmm. You can easily connect with me.
Yes, yeah. And then we'll drop all of your links as well in the description box.
Okay.
So if anyone's trying to reach out to her. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking forward to reading your book when you do produce it, when you bring it and it comes out. I'd love
you.
To read it and find out, okay, the background story and how you got through it in more detail. So
I actually do have a book coming out
yeah.
this summer. Well, June, July, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about being a noisemaker.
Yeah.
You know? So that'll be my first book out. My other one I am still working on. I've got quite a bit of research to still do, but
uh-huh.
I'm excited about writing that story.
That's awesome. Well, you're encouraging people to make some noise. And so thank you again for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And this concludes this episode of Lost Light and Laughter.
I'm gonna show love, everybody. Show love one time. Don't be strong enough to fight my battles. I know he'll never give me more than I can handle. My Lord, my King, the one that I do love. He sends his love down from up above. My faith, my strength, and all that I believe in. My Father, the Holy One, who I call friend. All of my